escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's kind of blowing up here, the Epstein stuff and the probe here. So now Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney has come out and told the court today. It's been a very, very busy Tuesday in August. And it's amazing. I still remember the days in radio when in the summer we were trying to figure out which summer topic to talk about just to get us through it, but not anymore. Now it's like, which topics don't we get to? Because there's just so many, and then they all break in the afternoon. But her attorney says basically this: Jeffrey Epstein is dead. Ghislaine Maxwell is not. Whatever interest the public may have in Epstein, that cannot justify a broad intrusion into grand jury secrecy in a case where the defendant is alive. Her legal options are viable, and her due process rights remain, said her attorney. And that unsealing the grand jury transcripts would jeopardize her appeal to the United States Supreme Court, and that her client could take an informed position, could not take an informed position, since the court had declined to let her defense team see the transcripts in advance. The move by Maxwell, while expected, adds to the obstacles by the DOJ to release grand jury transcripts from Epstein and Maxwell's cases. The department had requested the material after President Donald Trump called for Attorney General Pam Bondi to do more after public outcry about the DOJ's initial decision last month to withhold any further information. The president, who was among many high-profile figures in Epstein's social circle, had previously brushed off growing calls from MAGA supporters to unveil more information about Epstein's case. But a lot of people very, very angry and upset. A renewed public focus has prompted the president to shift his stance and claim that, well, some of the files were fabricated by Democrats, the DOJ should release what it could. DOJ leaders, for their part, this is from Fox News, walked back their promises to unveil new details about Epstein's case and instead said in a July memo that they had nothing further to disclose. They said the FBI thoroughly searched through Epstein's case files, found no information that would allow them to bring charges against third parties, and that much of the information was under court-ordered seals or contained confidential information about victims. Now, obviously, there's a lot of us who are very upset by this, and the DOJ is now considering releasing the audio file of Blanche's, that's Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general, Todd Blanche's interview with Maxwell, which took place in Florida. Maxwell had been serving a 20-year prison sentence in Tallahassee before she was abruptly transferred to a minimum security facility in Texas that has been described as having a cushy environment compared to other prisons. Now, the president was asked about that today. You heard him earlier during the show, and he said he had nothing to do with it, with her being transferred. And he said, but he trusts Todd Blanche. He trusts Todd and his judgment in the matter, but that the president himself had nothing to do with Ghislaine Maxwell being transferred. Adding to the mounting pressure on the Trump administration and DOJ was a subpoena issued by the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer today to the DOJ seeking Epstein's full case file by August 19th. And, of course, Bill and Hillary Clinton, among others, have been subpoenaed now in the case in the House Oversight Committee probe. And the DOJ must now turn over all the information to the House Oversight Committee by August 19th. The latest round of subpoenas come after the committee announced last week that it would delay the testimony of convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell because it would not meet her demands for immunity. Comer sent a letter to Maxwell's attorneys last week rejecting her request for full immunity and postponing her scheduled August 11th testimony as negotiations continue. Quote, regarding your requested conditions, the committee is willing to continue to engage in good faith negotiations. However, the committee is unwilling to grant you congressional immunity. Further, while the committee is unwilling to send you questions in advance, the committee will continue its longstanding practice of engaging in forthright and detailed discussions about scoping. What I don't understand, though, is, and again, I'm not an attorney here, but there's congressional immunity, which is separate from criminal immunity, because that's two separate things here. I don't know exactly. I mean, if this immunity that she's asking for, congressional immunity, would then transfer over to, like, her charges going away in the federal level, because they're two separate things. I mean, maybe as part of that congressional immunity, she's asking for the president to commute her sentence or pardon her. I don't know. Look, at this point, if the truth can come out, I mean, if Maxwell is the only thing standing in the way of the truth coming out, I'd rather have the truth come out at this point than have her sit in jail. Because if this is all a hoax, then what is she doing in jail? You know what I mean? Like, if this is all a hoax in the first place, then what is this woman doing in jail? So then I'd rather get the truth out there and have all the information come out. Because it seems to me like she doesn't need to be in jail if this is a hoax. And she can just invoke her Fifth Amendment rights and say she's got her case on appeal. And the Supreme Court is in no rush to obviously hear her appeal. So she could be dead by the time we get answers on all this. I mean, I'm happy that Comer is going there. I give him credit for it. I do. And he's thrown out a lot of subpoenas here. But at the same time, like, if we're suggesting now that there's a hoax involved and that the Democrats may have manipulated Epstein's files and may have put names on there of people and all these other things, then I say give the woman immunity and let's get the truth out there. Figure out who Jeffrey Epstein was, who the names on the list are, what's real, what isn't. She can tell us what's real and what isn't, and then we can go from there. And yeah, she's a horrible, hideous person, but sometimes you got to deal with horrible, hideous people, and you got to do that to get the truth of things. And I'm okay with that. I'm certainly okay with that. Otherwise, she just sits in jail, and God only knows how many horrible people are free and out there and are not in prison. You know what I mean? And it's not just Bill and Hillary Clinton, by the way. It's a bunch of people. Thank you, Matt. Here's the clip from today's presser where Caitlin Collins asked the president about Ghislaine. Take a listen.
Questions for you. One, were you aware of and did you personally approve the prison transfer for Ghislaine Maxwell that your Justice Department?
I didn't know about it at all. No, I read about it just like you did.
And do you believe that she is
not a very uncommon thing?
Do you believe that she's credible to be listening to? Your Deputy Attorney General sat down with her recently.
Well, let me tell you, he's a very talented man. His name is Todd Blanche. He's a very legitimate person, very high I just a very highly thought of person, respected by everybody. And I didn't talk to him about it, but I will tell you that whatever he asked would be totally appropriate, and it's not an uncommon thing to do that. And I think he probably wants to make sure that, you know, people that should not be involved or aren't involved are not hurt by something that would be very, very unfortunate, very unfair to a lot of people. But I will say this, Todd Blanche is one of the most highly respected people you'll ever meet. So I know this. I didn't discuss it with him, but anything he talked about with her or the fact that he did that, not unusual, number one, and most importantly, is something that would be totally above board. Please.
Okay. You know, we've given immunity to mob bosses and murderers and drug lords, and we've given immunity, and we've cooperated with horrific people over the years to get other horrific people. So from my perspective, if the only thing standing in the way of us getting to the bottom of the kind of people that Jeffrey Epstein brought to his island is giving a deal to Maxwell, give her a deal. I know she's a horrific, hideous human being, but how many horrific, hideous human beings are right now going free and unpunished who are at the highest levels of our government and other governments and in the world of finance and all these other places? And I don't know. I mean, just from a sheer numbers perspective, it sounds to me like you're going to get, if you get two, then you've gotten your money's worth. Because she's one person. So if you get two people, you've doubled your money. I'll take that deal. Chairman Comer has subpoenaed Bill and Hillary Clinton, former attorneys general and former FBI directors in the investigation related to Jeffrey Epstein. We've also subpoenaed DOJ records related to the case. This is excellent, excellent stuff. And I'm glad that they're doing all these things. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform Chairman James Comer today issued deposition subpoenas to Bill and Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Merrick Garland, Robert Mueller, William Barr, Jeff Sessions, and Alberto Gonzalez for testimony related to horrific crimes perpetrated by Jeffrey Epstein. Additionally, Chairman Comer issued a subpoena to the U.S. Department of Justice for records related to Epstein. These subpoenas follow recent action by an oversight subcommittee, which approved motions to subpoena these records and compel witness testimony. On July 23, 2025, Republicans and Democrats on the Federal Law Enforcement Subcommittee approved by a voice vote a motion offered by Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania to direct the chairman. Matt, we should get him on the show, please. He's our guy. To direct the chairman to subpoena Bill and Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Merrick Garland, Robert Mueller, William Barr, Jeff Sessions, and Alberto Gonzalez. The subcommittee also approved an amended motion offered by Representative Summer Lee of Pennsylvania by a vote of 8-2 to direct the chairman to subpoena the Department of Justice to release records related to the Epstein case. Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, his amendment to include the release of all communications between President Biden and or Biden administration officials and the Department of Justice related to Jeffrey Epstein was adopted by voice vote. Representative Nancy Mace's amendment to include redacting the names of victims and any personally identifiable information of victims and any possible child sexual abuse material was adopted by voice vote. The subpoena to the Department of Justice can be found here. Below are the deposition and record return dates. The Department of Justice has till August 19th. Former U.S. Attorney General William Barr will appear August 18th. Alberto Gonzalez, August 26th. Jeff Sessions, August 28th. FBI Director Robert Mueller, September 2nd. Former U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, September 9th. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, September 30th. Former U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, October 2nd. Former FBI Director James Comey, October 7th. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, October 9th. And ending with the money shot, former President Bill Clinton, October 14th. Boom. Big day. So we have that. And we have the story coming out that Epstein was an informant for the FBI. So as far as I'm concerned, if you know all these people are going to plead the fifth, you know that. So strike a deal with Ghislaine and have her start naming names and then strike other deals and then get the Clintons and other high profile people who were with this scumbag on his island. And let's, you know, let's get the justice that we all want. You know what I mean? This is a good day. I mean, this is a really good day. Between this and Pam Bondi opening an investigation into Russiagate and the Oversight Committee now also going after these officials regarding Russiagate. I shouldn't say Russiagate because I hate comparing it to Watergate. So the Russia hoax. This is a really good day for truth and justice in the American way. And I can't promise you anything's going to come of this stuff. And I hate getting your hopes up, but I feel like we're moving in the right direction at least. You know what I mean? I feel like we're moving in the right direction, and I feel like we're going in the right way. Here's Representative Anna Paulino Luna, who spoke with Benny Johnson about this today. Cut number two.
Very quickly, what happens if somebody fights these subpoenas? What happens if they just don't show up? What are they going to? What's the recourse that Congress has?
There's contempt charges, which we can vote on, and then the DOJ can prosecute, which I'm sure Pam Bondi would love to prosecute some of these people. So there's that. And then there's also the inherent contempt charge, which, remember, I brought against Garland. And I doubt anyone would have the backbone to try to stand up to a subpoena trying to get information on Jeffrey Epstein. So I will happily file those inherent contempt charges if we don't see any movement from the DOJ.
So good. Excellent. And it's going to make for a very interesting August, September, and October. That's for damn sure. No doubt about it. It'll make for some very, very interesting times. Absolutely no doubt. Okay. You know what else is going to be fun? When we get together in August at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a week from Friday. Okay, a week from Friday for our next live show and our last show of the summer. And I want you to join us for that. It's coming up Friday, August 15th, 3 to 7 p.m. Now, you don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation to come to the show. Just come to the show and enjoy it. If you'll make friends, and if you've never been, you're missing out. If you've been, well, you better come back, and we'll have a great time together. And now is the time for you to start thinking about your fall adventures, your fall getaways, because September in Cape May is gorgeous. October in Cape May is gorgeous. Halloween is a blast in Cape May, too. And they have their September to Remember packages, weekend getaways. You can have a romantic weekend getaway. You can take the kids away because they have that heated indoor pool. But the weather's still great in Cape May. That's why I love the fall, because you got the outdoor pool and you have the place basically all to yourself, and the crowds are gone, but the weather is gorgeous. And you'll love being at the Grand Hotel. You'll love Hemingway's restaurant, fresh seafood, fresh steaks. And if you go to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, you'll love the people, too, because they take great care of you and they want to make sure that you're happy. That's why I call it my happy place. I call it my happy place for a reason, because it makes me happy and everybody's happy there. That is the key about the Grand Hotel of Cape May. If you're looking to do an event, well, look no further than the Grand Hotel, because it is the perfect place to make lifetime memories. Just call my friend Caitlin, who was named 2025 South Jersey's Face of Weddings. She'll help you plan the wedding of your dreams. 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550. Make it a September to remember. All right? Book your September stay. You'll earn resort credits, save 10% off room rates. You can book a Grand Escape weekend or September to Remember. Just go to the website and get all the details. And I'll see you August 15th for our next live show, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, as we continue along here today, the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He's the best. He's a great guy. And he is going to give you a beautiful, beautiful smile. So let's see. I got a bunch of stuff here, but it's a busy day and a lot of breaking news all around. No doubt about that. The question, of course, regarding this, all the Texas and the gerrymandering and everything. And I spent some time kind of explaining the gerrymandering and the process and all of this and everything like this. But for these Democrats in Texas to go to Illinois, of all the places to go to Illinois and to be around that tubby J.B. Pritzker is just remarkable. And it's just, I mean, these people have no sense of irony. Illinois is one of the most, if not the most gerrymandered state in the country. You look at a map of it, and we showed a map on YouTube earlier, and there's parts of it that looks like a snake and other parts that look like a Lucky Charm. And that tubby Pritzker, I mean, you got all these, and this is the key. The key to this whole thing to understand is that these states have a lot of Republican representation and it's not reflected in the seats in the House. OK, so just take Illinois. The percentage of Illinois congressional seats held by Republicans is 18%. 43% of the state voted for Trump in 2024. You see what I mean? They have crammed all the seats, electoral votes, all the seats, House seats, all the state's House seats into the Democrat areas. And that's a problem. That's the issue. It's a gerrymandered state. The percentage of California congressional seats held by Republicans is 17%. However, nearly 40% of the state voted for Trump in 2024. Democrats hold 32% of the congressional seats in Texas. It's really 34%. Kamala Harris won 42% of the statewide race in Texas. So the current Texas redistricting plan would boost GOP representation to 80% and decrease the Democrat percentage to 20%. So it would be in line with California and Illinois, though still not quite as lopsided. Because in California, it's 17% for Republicans, even though 40% of the state voted for Trump. So they run to Illinois, and Tubby Pritzker, I guess they think his belly's going to protect them from the Texas Rangers, who are out to arrest them now. Cut 15.
So Trump came up with a new scheme. Rig the system by ramming through a corrupt mid-decade redistricting plan that would steal 5 congressional seats, silencing millions of voices, especially Black and Latino voters. Let's be clear, this is not just rigging the system in Texas. It's about rigging the system against the rights of all Americans for years to come. Now, Texas Republicans submitted to the president's orders and took steps to advance Trump's Texas takeover. And while Texas Democrats have been trying to work across the aisle to deliver disaster relief after the devastating floods in central Texas, Republicans chose to use the tragedy as political cover to cheat. That brings us to today. Texas Democrats were left no choice but to leave their home state, block a vote from taking place, and protect their constituents. This is a righteous act of courage, and we can all take a page from these leaders' playbook. When you show people that you have the will to fight, well, they can muster the will to fight, too.
That's right.
Courage is contagious.
Well, Black and Latino voters voted for Trump. All right. I mean, he won Latino voters and he won. He did better with Black voters than any Republican did since Nixon. And this is, again, part of the problem is that you look at these blue states and that is not reflective in the congressional map. So. And of course, we have to have a Daily Hitler reference. So for that, we turn to dumbass Jasmine Crockett, who was screaming the other day about Anglos. And the point that I made was white college educated liberals are the only demographic that vote for Democrats these days. That's it. So if you want to have a map that's just white college educated liberals, knock yourself out. But that's all you're going to have, because Black and Latino voters are they're voting Trump and Republican now. But here is Jasmine Crockett with your daily Hitler reference, because, you know, God forbid we go a day without one. God forbid the left doesn't make a Nazi reference to somebody. Cut 18.
But let me tell you something. Don't leave them out on a ledge by themselves. They need to know that you, the American people, stand with them because they are standing for you. There's so many people that they will never meet, but they understand the importance of making sure that they have a voice when it comes to their government. They understand the importance of standing for what democracy is and making sure that it does not fall by the wayside. They understand that we have a Timu Hitler in the White House right now that thinks that he is going to become the dictator of the United States.
Oh, wow. That's so rich. The president had a good response to Jasmine Crockett, cut 19.
Democrat Party is self-destructing. I mean, when you have low IQ people like Crockett, I wonder if she's in a relationship to the late, great Davy Crockett, who was a great gentleman. I wonder if she's got any relationship to Davy Crockett, the great old Davy Crockett. But you have this woman, Crockett. She's a very low IQ person. Somebody said the other day, she's one of the leaders of the party. I said, you got to be kidding. The Democrats are lost. They have Trump derangement syndrome so bad that they can't walk. They well, can't talk. I mean. They don't know where they're going. Schumer is finished. Schumer, look, I watched him the other day. He's lost all of his confidence.
Thank you, Matt. Worth noting that because state Democrats are breaking quorum, Texas representatives are also unable to vote for financial relief for families affected by devastating floods last month that left more than 120 people dead. Who cares about them? And since we're talking about dictatorships, obviously, we have to turn to Chris Hayes. No, I'm sorry, Rachel Maddow, but you'll never see them in the same room at the same time. Chris Hayes was busy at brunch And Rachel Maddow was on MSNBC the one day a week she works last night. Literally, she only works one day a week. As we're now 3.5 hours into the show, and I'm thinking to myself, my God, how did she get that gig? And what do they pay her, Matt? $20 million a year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken?
I think she took a slight pay cut because their ratings were so terrible. But it's still, yeah, well over $10 million a year.
Mm. For one day a week.
It's a pretty good gig.
For an hour show.
That nobody watches.
And with commercials, it's like 45 minutes. Right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's at least 15 minutes of commercial. So, oh, wait. You know what? You were right. She was making $30 million a year, but I guess they restructured it, and now it's $25 million per year.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously. So, you know. I mean, obviously. So we do now live in a country that has an authoritarian leader in charge. And this is what Chris Hayes said. Rachel Maddow, sorry. Cut number 9.
Both of those things as we can every week here on this show. But whether you're looking at small scale local stories or the biggest picture stories about what's happening in our country, the story is the same. And it is now an undeniable thing. We have crossed a line. We are in a place we did not want to be, but we are there. The thing we were all warning about for the last few years is not coming. It is here. We are in it. This is what it likes, it turns out. This is what it's like, right? I mean, it's August. It's a Monday. Every day the sun rises and the sun sets and there are, you know, sports and movies and there are new hit songs. There are scandals here and there. There are crimes. There's everybody's personal quotient of family drama and health worries and money worries and falling in and out of love and in and out of faith. Life has not stopped and none of our personal lives have stopped. But also at the same time, life in the United States is profoundly changing, is profoundly different than it was even 6 months ago. Because we do now live in a country that has an authoritarian leader in charge. We have a consolidating dictatorship in our country.
Man, you know, I thought we did the first term because I heard that like every day from Chris Hayes and Rachel Maddow. Every day. In the first term, I thought we consolidated the dictatorship then, not now. I thought we did then. I thought that was already, I thought that happened already, is my point. But I guess not. By the way, can we just talk about the Schwarber bomb last night for a second, Justin? Because
oh
that
my
was amazing.
God. I don't care what John Middleton has to pay. Just give Kyle Schwarber a blank check and be happy that he signs it. I want that man on my team until he's 40.
I mean, that was an unbelievable... What do they call it? A grand slam?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's and then just not even just last night's game, but the series against Chicago where Johan Duran finally. I have not had to worry about a Philly closing a game. This is the first time it's happened since we had Brad Lidge. Every other closer since Brad Lidge back in like 2010, I've always been scared that they're going to find a way to blow it. And 9 times out of 10, they did. But Johan Duran coming in, four pitch inning, his first game, a 7-pitch inning, the second game they brought him in. I am unbelievably happy at the way this Phillies team looks right now.
Well, you should be, and I am as well. And I love Schwarber because I've met him, you know, and he's a great guy. And I met him he does his block party to raise money for police and families. And I went there with Mark O'Connor and the families behind the Bad Children's Foundation. And we hung out with him. And he is the nicest, most genuine, down-to-earth guy. And that was freaking amazing last night. So, yeah.
He should be NL MVP. I don't care about the argument that a designated hitter can't be MVP. If he can,
right?
if Schwarber can't be an MVP at DH, Shohei Ohtani can't be MVP at DH for the Dodgers.
Thank you. I don't know what any of that means, but I agree. And will he make the Olympics for baseball? Well, I guess, how does that work?
based on the, I'd think that they would run the same team they did for the World Baseball Classic in 2023, but considering the fact that this is the Olympics and it's the first time baseball's been at the Olympics for a while, I would assume that Kyle, like, we'll have, like, Bryce Harper will be there, Trey Turner will be there. I'm hoping Kyle Schwarber will be there as a designated hitter.
That'd be nice. All right, quick break. We'll come right back and wrap this baby up. But you don't want to miss what we got to say next, so don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big news about the Epstein Files House Oversight Committee and what they're doing. I tell you what, it's good stuff. So, excellent. They've subpoenaed the Clintons and former attorneys general like Bill Barr and Holder and Garland and even Alberto Gonzalez. So, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, has officially filed with the United States Supreme Court to remove the Democrat ringleader who has fled the state. They abandoned their seats. The people deserve to have representation. And that is also happening now as well. So, you know, they have OutKick has this new thing for fantasy football where if you lose, you have to read Kamala Harris's book and then give a report on the book. And people were asked about that and they were like, I'd rather just not do it. I'd rather just not be part of Fantasy Football League. I would just not want to do that. Charlamagne the God and Stephen A. Smith talked about Kamala Harris and her whining about how the system is broken. And remember now, she was a Democrat Party nominee. And no one, and I mean no one, not a single person, voted for her. Not a one, not a single person. Cut number 10.
I personally believe there's no way in hell she's going to win the presidency in 2028. I don't think that she's going to be the candidate. I think her time, she had a chance at that. It didn't get done, and that's where I'm at with it. What about you?
You know, Kamala's a friend, man. Yeah. You know, I've been supporting Kamala for a long time. But I can't sit here and say I disagree with you. I think that she should do whatever it is that she wants to do. But when I heard her say that, you know, the system is broken and she wants to take a step back from the system, her whole career has been the system. I just don't see.
It made no sense.
Yeah, her whole career has been the system. I just don't see how now, you know, she's going to take a step back away from the system.
She is the system. And the Democrat Party, I mean, for you're just your average Democrat, they have not picked a nominee since Barack Obama. Al Green is ready to impeach Trump again for dastardly deeds done and dastardly deeds done dirt cheap. Yes, everybody's favorite crazy guy with a cane is back. I don't know if he's singing in this clip or not. I haven't listened to it yet, but here's Al Green from Texas. Cut 13.
I will not stop, and I promise you, this president is going to, he's going to be brought down. He's going to be brought down. He has to be brought down. And I don't mean physically. I'm talking about politically. We will bring him down. He will be impeached again.
Okay, very good. And election denier Eric Holder, Obama wingman, talking about the dangers of partisan politics, now saying that the House may not certify the 2028 presidential election because of the redrawn maps in Texas. So they're already getting ready to object to the 2028 election. Remember, Democrats can object to elections. Democrats are allowed to do that. You can't. You can't say there's rigged elections. You can't say that elections are stolen. They can, you know. You can't. And they're already setting the stage for 2028. So here's former Attorney General Eric Holder, cut 12.
This is not a Texas problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the focus of this issue is Texas, but this is a national problem. And you got to understand, if somehow, some way, Republicans are able to hold on to the House in next year, and in spite of the fact that I think they should lose because of, you know, the big budget bill that, you know, took health care away from millions of people, that gave tax breaks to billionaires who didn't need it, if they were somehow able to hold on to the House in 2026, that is the House of Representatives that would have to certify who won the presidential election come 2028, 2029. Now, if you want to play with fire, and that's what we're doing here, you put in a bunch of partisan hacks who are not supposed to be in the House, who are there because of gerrymandering and a whole range of other things that Republicans are doing, and then put at risk the possibility that that body would not certify who the next president was. That's why this is a national problem. This is not something only the Texans ought to be concerned about.
Oh, yeah, getting ready. But listen, it is a national problem that Democrats have been gerrymandering for years and nobody complained about it. But the problem that Republicans have right now is that Gavin Newsom and Kathy Hochul will play these reindeer games in their states and they will try to redraw their maps and it could be problematic for Republicans. And, you know, look, I mean, to Ducey's credit today, he asked the president that question when the president was taking questions and he said, you know, is it worth it to gain 5 seats in Texas, but to potentially lose seats in California and New York? And I don't know. I mean, this is now, you know, we live in a political war climate and these people have now declared political war. This is Governor Kathy Hochul and her claims now that this is an insurrection. So I don't have time to play it because we got to get out of here for Jimmy Fallon. But we'll talk more about that. Obviously, there'll be a lot more developments on this tomorrow. So August 15th, mark your calendar. We'll be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. And I want to see you there for our next live show. All right. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's always a blast at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Fox Cross America is up next. Thank you for listening.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.